Sportsmuscle.com brings you After Hours featuring the Whack Pack.
This is Mr. G.
Good day, mate.
I've gone to anger management three times.
Come on, get it out already over here.
Good day, mate.
Here's your hosts, Dave Palumbo and John Romano.
Welcome to another wacky episode of After Hours with the Whack Pack. I'm John Romano, and I'm joined, as always, by my co-host and partner in crime, Dave Palumbo, and the rest of the pack that is whack. We have Jimmy the Bull, Derek Anthony, and Jeff the producer holding it down in the background. And, of course,
Abby and Bella.
Our
now, I want to start off this show. This is going to be a very good show, John, because as some of our listeners might know, we had a very fun Whack Pack dinner at J&R Steakhouse, the home of the 76-ounce steak. And we're going to get to that in a little while. But before we do, there was one Whack Pack member who did not show up tonight.
Thank you for acknowledging me. I'm so happy.
Two Whack Pack members, actually.
Two and a half,
Diego
actually.
Diego A. did not show up, and Jeff, the producer, did not show up. Right. And I talked to Jeff last night on the phone, and I told him the whole schedule, and he seemed very enthusiastic. He hasn't been out here in over a week because his car was frozen on Sunday. Yeah. And
It was.
What happened? Did you oversleep?
All right. I am sorry for not showing up to my dinner obligation.
Okay.
If you would like to dock me, go for it.
No, we won't dock you.
Was that so hard?
Right, exactly.
No, I didn't know what was that so hard? I was trying to figure it out.
This is therapeutic for you, Jeff.
It is.
You need this. You're right.
It's okay. Let's get to the point at hand, because first of all, before we get to the dinner, I have to ask Jimmy. You know, obviously you're not in jail, Jimmy, so that's a good sign. I guess that means you must have paid off your child support.
Yeah, I want everybody to know that I didn't go to jail. I paid the child support in full, but obviously the judge got angry that I paid.
Really? What did she say?
Well, she seemed very upset that I every time I come to court, for some reason I paid in full. And I'm not doing it on purpose, you know. Things are rough, bad, whatever, you know. And
well, isn't that the whole reason behind them threatening to throw you in jail, to make sure that you pay
the support? Well, that's what I couldn't understand. She was really upset, and she kept saying that, you know, this man has a pattern, and he keeps coming here, and he keeps paying this in fear of incarceration. And I'm looking at it like, yeah, of course I'm paying the fee of incarceration.
Why does she
that's
want?
Why I, that's why I beg and borrow and steal and do whatever I got to do to get the money up before I come here, because, I'm broke right now. Things are bad. I'm actually applied for a school bus driving job.
You did?
The other day. Yeah.
When
I was walking out of the house, my Denise started crying. She couldn't believe I was going to go apply for a fucking bus drive. And I did. I went to the fucking place.
Can you imagine him as a bus driver?
I wouldn't want my kids.
Kids flying through the air.
You Denise
know?
Asked me, she says, well, how you can't handle those kids. She says, how are you going to handle this? So I put a chair in the living room. I said, this is what I'm going to do.
Did you put one of those little like spring seats on?
Thing to steer wheel, you know, and I was driving the bus, and I made like a kid says something. I turned around and said, yo, shut the fuck up sit the fuck down right now. What? Your father? I'll kick the shit out of him too, motherfucker.
Oh my god. Anyway, could you imagine the trauma?
Do you think that he could actually reach? Do they still have sticks, those buses?
Yeah.
I remember this black lady used to drive our school bus. She's like,
Throw those cigarettes out.
They used to smoke in the beer. The kids were smoking in the back of the bus.
Really?
Yeah, she was shifting that thing. I don't know how the fuck she did that. It looked like you had to have like a 20-inch arm to move that stick.
Yeah. And then the thing that opens the door. You couldn't do it.
I couldn't do it. No, I definitely couldn't do it. My shoulder wouldn't handle it.
Now, wait, I want to go back to the judge for a second.
Yeah.
Under fear of incarceration.
Right.
Incarceration.
Right.
Well, then why do they threaten you with incarceration? Is it like an invitation? Like, let me see. I got nothing to do this weekend. I think I'll go to jail for a few days.
You know, my lawyer.
Because it's an option.
My lawyer, told the judge, said, Your Honor, the guy's trying. He's sincerely falling back because he's having problems, with work and things like that, And then I did notify my ex that I had some jobs coming up. Don't go to court because I'm gonna come and I'm going to pay it. Hang in there. But she went anyway, nonetheless. So I said, all right. So I had to bust out the jobs and then borrow a few dollars, I didn't pay my rent or go get grocery foods or nothing. And I had to go to the court and I laid it all out and I paid it, right?
Well, now, was she there?
Of course she's there, yeah.
Was she gloating over this whole thing? Or was she, like, what's her mental state with these hearings?
She just, her mental state is, she wants what she wants. And, she goes through the courts together. You know?
Let me ask you a question. I always wonder this. How does, like when you go to the court, do you wear, like, a suit and tie? he wears his black vest with the pagans on the back. No, why? I wanted just to get a visual of this.
Some guy had his colors in the corner over there. Sometimes I just wear like a dress shirt, like something like Derek's wearing. You know, like a dress shirt, some slacks, some shoes.
Okay, and what will Carrie usually wear?
I wear long sleeves now because I don't want to show my tattoos.
Yeah, gotta wear long.
Yeah, you know, because if I show the tattoos, maybe she feels like I'm a dirtbag.
Right.
You know? I mean, my lawyer was telling her, look, the guy's not a bad guy. She goes, I'm not saying he's a bad guy, but you know, there's a pattern going on here. This man pays every time he comes to the court in fear of incarceration. And I said, I'm saying to myself, yeah, because you can't talk. And I'm saying, yeah, of course I'm in fear of incarceration. What do you think? I want to go to fucking jail. I'll rob an army car if I have to before I come here.
So what is your ex-wife wear when she comes to these hearings?
She's the same thing, you know, like dress shirt, you know.
Like a business suit?
Yeah, a suitcase, you know.
She brings
a suitcase. Yeah, she make it look like she's the lawyer, too?
Yeah.
Does she go with the lawyer?
Yeah. No, she represents herself.
Oh, so you should have to pay for the lawyer, and she doesn't.
Well, it was like two times before I ended up paying her lawyer fees.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
When she sued you for giving a hostess cupcake to your kid?
No, because her lawyer made a point in the court saying that, you know, if it wasn't for me, she wouldn't have to come down here, you know, and because I'm behind in the rears, which rightly so. I mean, I am behind, you know, so, you know, 2 weeks. So anyway, we left the courtroom. My lawyer goes, don't worry, Jimmy. He's never going to make me you pay the lawyer fees. I said, I hope not, John. I said, I hope not, you know. two weeks later, I get the letter in the mail, man.
How much was it?
You know, it was almost $3,000, you know. So I called up my lawyer. I cursed him out. I hung up.
I guess he's your friend. He keeps coming back for more.
No, this is a different lawyer now.
You know, my ex represented herself. She came to court. She looked just like a lawyer. She had a business suit on. She had one of those dollies with the box on with all the files in it, you know. Yeah. Like she's presenting this huge case against me. And she had fucking nothing in the box. It was like two pieces of paper.
Well, the fucked up thing, John, is that, you know, when I go there and I'm in the rears, which it happens a few times in the last
quarter. Arrears.
What's that?
And
behind
the payment.
Oh, okay.
I was behind.
Next to Hungary.
Quite a few thousand dollars. Anyway,
it's not two asses.
She doesn't really need an attorney because I'm dead wrong. You know what I mean? And she just shows up and, you know, the judge, that's it.
They favor women in court something fierce.
Because
usually the women are the victims most of the time.
Well, you know? She was. There was a female judge.
Yeah.
You know? She kept saying, you know, this poor woman shouldn't have to go through this. And you keep coming down and you keep paying and fear incarceration. And I was like,
I have a headache. I had enough of this. Let's get to J&R Steakhouse.
She's going through. It, you want to head
in? No, I know. I can imagine it. It's
bro,
terrible.
I was there from 9 in the morning till 4 or 5
and then they want to know how you can't make payments. You can't work. You're in court all day.
I had to go home and fucking diarrhea. All right?
Was it today? You were in the court
yesterday.
Oh, I was in court today.
What were you in court for?
Speeding ticket.
I don't believe it.
But what did you brief the ticket?
No.
You paid it or you paid it?
Yeah.
Did the cops show up?
Yeah, let's not
take it. Wait a second. Oh, wait. Your uncle's a detective. Don't you have a PBA card?
Yeah.
Okay, how'd you get a ticket?
I was actually doing 85 in a work zone.
Oh my God,
that's double fine, man.
Yeah, that's not good.
Well, that's not good.
No.
Usually the cops hide in those things.
So did the cops show up? The cop came to court?
Yeah.
Wow. What's that? Now, what court did you go to?
I see.
The white building?
Yeah.
Ugh. Ooh, bad memories there.
Really?
Yeah. Well, that's why I got.
Well, that's what you were
booked.
Saying about wearing.
And then I had to go there for probation.
What you wear? That's why I thought you were talking about me. What you wear? A suit? Or
you
whatever.
Know, I went to the town of Hempstead court for a traffic town violation. I had to take down a garage, and I met one of Rick's people there because Rick Collins is the people. They know everyone there, and he's like, "I'll take care of it." So he walked me up to the front of the line. I had to take down a garage, but. They yelled at me because I didn't take the garage down. I didn't get a permit to take the garage down. So my lawyer
said, put it up again so you can get a permit to take it down?
But
you
didn't have a permit to put it up. So they realized how ridiculous it was, so he dismissed it. Yeah, I didn't write exactly. I didn't have a permit to put it up. So he's like, all right, you took it down, satisfied. And then he yelled at me because I was wearing I had jeans on and I had a button-up shirt, but I had like a little bit of my chest showing.
Oh, God.
So don't ever come to this court like this again.
I got yelled at because I had my tattoos. I was wearing a short sleeves shirt the last time, and then I wore a suit for a long sleeve shirt.
Yeah, with the video, you had, right?
Long sleeve shirt.
You look good.
Yeah.
You look good. Yeah.
Yeah, you got to wear a long sleeve shirt.
Especially when I always wear a suit when I
record.
I was
even wearing a cop to cover my neck tattoos. I was like, look at like that.
Why, they don't like tattoos?
They do. Oh, they look at you and they think you're a
fella. Think you're a gangbanger.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, you got to say something, Dave. What? In that whole family court setting, there's a lot of dirtbags there.
I'm sure there are, yeah.
So, you know, you show up with your tattoos.
You're all muscular,
you look like a fucking dirtbag.
Yeah. Jacked out of your mind, yeah.
What are you going to do?
Well, anyway. Good day. Everyone had their day
anyway,
in court, I guess.
I'm never going back there again. I'm going to keep it.
I know.
I'm keeping up with my child support. All right, everybody out there. And I ain't going back. All right. I'm done.
Let's hope all's well in 2010, Jimmy. All right, let's go to J&R Steakhouse. You know, let's take a break first. When we come back from break, we're going to talk about the 76th ouncer.
This is After Hours featuring the Whack Pack. ALR Industries. ALR Industries products are backed by 3 decades of experience in the science and lifelong dedication to bodybuilding from its founder, Arthur L. Ray. In 2001, ALR Industries was created to give the hardcore bodybuilder the edge you need to build the perfect beast. Hyperdrive 3.0 is a synergistic blend of fat-burning herbs which yields the most potent, legally available formula on the market today. Hyperdrive 3.0 will burn fat, control your appetite, improve your mood and focus, and give you an energy boost you've never experienced. Restore blocks estrogen, enhances libido, and optimizes free testosterone. You'll be stronger, recover faster, and build muscle like never before. Then, fuel your workouts with the great-tasting and energy-enhancing Hyper Shot. Hyper Shot will boost your athletic performance to new levels, allowing you to train harder, improve your endurance, and get the most out of your time in the gym. Whining is not an option for those who refuse to accept mediocrity. Visit ALRIndustries.com today. Species Evolutionary Nutrition, the Species line of products champion original thinking and carries that thought process to its logical conclusion in the form of unique supplements that strictly adhere to the core nutritional principles of Dave Palumbo, founder of Species Nutrition. Visit SpeciesNutrition.com to purchase the next generation of high-quality supplements available today that fully adhere to the theory of natural selection, which insists that only the fit survive. SpeciesNutrition.com. When the world crumbles around you, will you be ready to fight back? Brutal Alchemy Performance Nutrition's unique line of supplements will help you win the war in the gym. Ancient Strength is a unique blend of 3 creatine esters which will infuse you with the ancient strength needed for the battle at hand. Isolation is a pure whey protein isolate that provides 26 grams of protein in every 29 gram scoop. Attack NO2 is Brutal Alchemy's nitric oxide booster that will increase your pumps and performance. After your battle in the gym, it's time for Onslaught, Brutal Alchemy's comprehensive post-workout drink, providing everything you need to suffuse your muscles, joints, and body with the components to heal, grow stronger, and return to the fray. And when it's time to conquer in the bedroom, you'll need Forged Steel, Brutal Alchemy's male enhancement product. Lead the charge to BrutalAlchemy.com to obtain the essential elements of your brutal transformation. Brutal Alchemy. It's better to be a member of the Horde than to be destroyed by it. RxMuscle.com introduces the cheapest and fastest growing discount supplement store on the net. DiscountSupplements.com. DiscountSupplements.com not only has the best prices on all of the industry's most popular products, but they also offer next day delivery for just $7.99. You heard right. For a flat fee of just $7.99, most orders arrive the next day at a price that simply cannot be beat. As a matter of fact, their prices and service are so good, we made them the official store for RxMuscle.com. If you haven't visited DiscountSupplements.com, what are you waiting for? Visit DiscountSupplements.com today. Plasmatic is the next generation of nitric oxide amplifiers. Plasmatic contains the clinically proven glycocarn and other exclusive cofactors to give you a better pump, extreme vascularity, and aid in both performance and recovery. Plasmatic is the only next generation nitric oxide amplifier that contains no L-arginine. Plasmatic's proprietary blend is manufactured using a state-of-the-art liquid capsule technology and lipomatic delivery. See Plasmatic today at your local vitamin shop or call us now at 866-GET-EST-1 or visit us on the web at estnutrition.com. Plasmatic, results guaranteed. Who are the Iron Sirens? The heroes Susie Curry, Adela Garcia, Jenny Lynn, Crystal Richardson, who are the Dark Divas, Gina Aliotti as Diva X, Jen Gates as Shade, Liza Kamstra as Black Lotus, Sonia Gonzalez as Raptress, and their story is told only in Iron Sirens. Iron Sirens is a one-of-a-kind, limited-edition comic book series and is the brainchild of J.M. Mannion. Order your copy of Iron Sirens today before they're gone. Visit IronSirensComics.com. That's IronSirensComics.com to get your copy of Iron Sirens. Iron Sirens. Iron Sirens. RxMuscle.com. Now you have a place to turn when you want the truth on bodybuilding, diet, and exercise. Up-to-the-minute news and more. Visit the RxMuscle.com forums featuring celebrity Q&As with IFBB professional athletes, top amateurs, and the brightest minds in the industry. Listen to our weekly radio shows, including Heavy Muscle Radio, Muscle Girls Inc., After Hours, and more. Contest coverage, videos, even our own social networking site, RX Muscle Place. Visit RxMuscle.com.
Welcome back to After Hours with the Whack Pack. I'm Dave Palumbo here with John Romano and the whole Whack Pack. And, you know, we had a special trip today. And, you know, I think that it was worthy of mentioning exactly what we did. The first Whack Pack dinner of 2010. And I'm honored to say that John Romano was able to join us for this one. And he's never been there before. But now that you're living up here in New York, you got a taste of what it's like to be a Whack Packer. Now, Jeff pointed out something interesting to me. I didn't even realize it. I don't know if it was my fault, but Diego didn't show up.
Yeah, where's Diego?
I didn't invite him, I realized. And I also realized that, you know, Diego's girlfriend got hit by a car, cab.
Holy shit.
And their dog was killed in this thing. And so I know that he's not doing so well.
So how'd the dog get killed?
She was walking the dog.
Oh, okay.
And terrible.
Is she okay?
Yeah, I think she's all right. She got a little banged up. I'm sure they got a lawsuit going.
In the city?
In the city, yeah.
Oh, he's going to make a lot of money.
You think so?
Yeah.
So maybe he can start bringing food again.
Yeah.
I got hit by a cab once. I should have fucking laid down.
Yeah, you told us that last time.
Yeah. I know. I was so stupid, man. I started punching the fucking window, calling a guy a dog.
I got splashed with a puddle with a bicycle and he laid down. He called an ambulance.
I got a picture of it here. I'll show you.
Anyway, we went out to Islip there. It's kind of Jimmy the Bull's neck of the woods, I guess, out in Suffolk County there.
Please.
And I got to tell you, it's a new steakhouse. They have a couple of them out here,
but nice.
This location is new. And I was very impressed. It was clean. The food was good.
I got one complaint.
Yes.
The fucking heat.
Oh, my God.
Well, they did that on purpose.
They did that on purpose.
I mean, that's bullshit.
This is the deal. They give you a 76-ounce steak. Okay, you don't have to eat the gristle. Probably after it's cooked, from what I understand, it's about 60 ounces. So you figure maybe it has a couple ounces, you know, 5-6 ounces of gristle on it, and you got to eat the whole steak in an hour, which is harder than you think. Now, you saw Jimmy when they pulled that steak out. This thing looks like four of the biggest porterhouse steaks I've ever seen, one after the other.
Ribeyes.
Now, explain exactly what a ribeye is,
okay,
Jimmy.
It's John. A rib roast. You know, a rib roast has got the bones in it. It's like they make prime rib out of. Okay,
right.
So what they do it there is that they bone the rib roast, and then they butterfly it, and then they butterfly each half. So it's butterflied, well, three times. And you get you're basically getting four thick ribeye steaks connected together.
It had to be
together.
At least an inch and a half thick.
Oh, they were huge.
Yeah.
They were huge. But now, if you saw the difference between the two of them, Joel's was almost all meat.
Right.
Big J1.
Big J1
was almost all meat. John Scuderi, Snake Boy was half fat.
Yeah, and
gristle and shit. So technically, Joel ate much more meat. than John.
No, not to give it away yet. What happened? Only two people in the whole group decided to do the 76 ounces, because if you don't finish the 76 ounces in an hour, it's $60, which is still a pretty good deal.
That's great,
because you're getting like 4.5 pounds of meat.
That'd be a grand in the city,
right? Now, I mean, I had the salmon personally because I was so disgusted by looking at all the meat and smelling it. But you know. The place is very reasonably priced.
Yeah, yeah.
$12-13 for salmon.
Dude,
Derek had it. You had a 22 ounce.
You had the same thing, right? 22 ounce.
I even steak that.
For six. It was 16 bucks, 17
yeah,
bucks. It was the bill was very reasonable, especially since I didn't have to pay for the two.
I did pick up the bill.
Yeah, I did pick up the bill.
Thanks, Dave. You got a free steak.
Excuse me. RX Muscle picked up the bill.
You went over the whole point. I was asking why they turned the fucking heat up.
I'm getting to it. I'm working up to it. So Joel, Big J1, and John Scuderi, who's the snake guy who gave us Blecky the snake.
Blecky's dead.
These guys have been bragging about how they could eat the 76-ounce steak. Now, Joel has never eaten a 76-ounce. He's eaten a 60-ounce once with a baked potato and a dessert and lobster bisque soup, but he never had a 76-ounce. Now, John Scuderi claims he's done two, but that was 10 years ago.
But also preface this by saying that John Scuderi has a hernia, and he was wearing two corsets.
What are they called? Corsets?
Sumo belts.
They have a special name.
Oh, do they?
Yeah. Really, old timers wear those. I never heard of anyone doing. They usually fix the hernia.
The hernia. He's going to get it fixed, but he has to lose another 50 pounds.
Set him back a little bit.
Yeah.
He's a muscular version of Joel.
Yes. He's a younger, more muscular version.
They said his muscles were
split. Well, when you eat 76-ounce steaks, you blow your belly.
He had surgery.
Oh,
yeah.
He did?
Yeah, he has to go back and get his stomach walls reattached.
Why they unattached?
He had something with his sesame seed got stuck in his
intestines.
Sesame seed?
Yeah.
He got an infection in his large intestine.
They had to cut his stomach walls off.
From a sesame seed?
No. He was eating sunflower seeds.
Sunflower seeds.
He was eating sunflower seeds, and he got a blockage in his intestine
because he swallowed the shells.
Can you eat the shells?
I do.
You're going to be the next one. You're going to have your stomach's going to be the size of fucking...
It's no good to eat sesame seed, the seeds in the bread or the seeds.
They eat the shells.
You don't digest that shit.
No, that's sesame.
Right.
Sunflower
seeds.
Baseball players do.
I'm talking about the little seeds too. I'm talking about like on the Italian bread. You know the seeds.
Yeah. Oh, the sesame seeds.
Fucking scrape them off.
Why?
The sesame.
You can't digest
the sesame seeds. How do you know?
That's true. They come out of your shit in a bowl.
Yeah.
Well, the same fucking thing.
You're not chewing them.
You're not
chewing them. That's why.
You
gotta crack the seeds.
No, sesame. Seeds are psyllium
hearts.
You gotta break the integrity of the seed.
Get the fuck out of here.
How do you think they get sesame oil out of the sesame seeds?
You're going to go get fucking sushi. You're going to roll with the sesame seeds.
Dave,
you're
going to sit there
and nibble on your fucking
shit. I suck them out of my teeth and I chew them after
an hour later. Blow it out of your ears and go see that. Get the fuck out of here.
That's still a little.
He's right. The sesame seed husk is what a psyllium husk is. You can't digest
it. That's why you got to chew it. You can't digest it.
Yes, you can.
Hold on. You're a smart guy, John, right?
I know you're going to sushi with you. I want to see you nibble.
Every single one.
Fucking seeds on the fucking
eat the little black ones.
Yeah, right.
Holy shit.
Listen to me. How do you think they get sesame oil?
They probably squeeze the seeds.
They squeeze the seeds.
It's something different.
You shoot a squeeze, you get the oil out of it.
That's a machine presses the fucking seeds.
Your teeth
get the fucking oil.
Unless you're Mr. G.
Now you
your teeth can crush those seeds.
They're so little.
It doesn't matter. With you. I got teeth in my mouth. Mr. G doesn't. He can't just get the front teeth.
He seriously thinks he eats the seeds.
One at a time.
I think I eat 80% of the seeds. How about
85%.
You don't eat fucking 10% of the 85%.
You know what? We'll just feed you guys some sushi with the seeds on it.
No, someone will inspect
your
shit in the morning. Look at his shit in the morning. Look at my shit.
That's what we're
going to
do.
All the same number of seeds that are on that fucking roll or in that fucking cloud.
I'm going to get 1,000 seeds. You're going to get 1,000 seeds and I'm going to get 1,000 seeds.
Right.
And we're going to eat them on the show.
Right.
And then the next morning,
we're going to eat your
shit onto a fucking piece of newspaper.
I'm going to go through with a fucking toothpick.
And John's going to count every fucking seed. I guarantee you I'll have less seeds than you will.
Yeah, right. I don't know. It'll be chewed up in little pieces. Mine'll be whole.
No, mine'll be digested.
I will absorb the oil. Ready? Corn's the same shit. Corn don't digest. Comes out your ass the same fucking way it goes in your mouth.
Yeah, that's true.
Seeds too.
Same shit.
Seaweed too. You ever go eat with seaweed salad?
Seaweed comes out your ass same fucking way.
It looks just the same.
And you can actually take it out of the bowl, wrap it in a roll,
change your color.
Put it back in the fucking freezer.
It doesn't even change color.
It's mushrooms too.
Do they?
Yeah.
Right, Derek.
What about hallucinogenic mushrooms?
They eat sushi with the fucking seaweed.
I don't know.
Fucking get on the toilet bowl and you rewrap it. They probably do that, them fucking jets. They rewrap the same thing. Look at peace. Get it out of the bowl. Rewrap that fucking roll.
And they deliver it in one of those banged up vans.
Come on, smash up the game of fucking seaweed. Pull up your driveway and fucking reuse seaweed.
Oh my God.
All right, I had enough of my dogs. Dude, shut the door. They got to be closed. They got to be closed out of this.
Freaking yeah. women.
And Mr. G ain't even here.
Yeah, I know. They just overreacted.
I got to get my tooth pulled tomorrow. This one here.
I'm really gonna look,
I'm gonna look like fucking G. I gotta get this one pulled and this one.
What?
Why are you getting them pulled?
It's got a vertical crack in this one.
Why don't you get it fixed? Bonded.
It's got a vertical crack in it. It's gotta go. It's gotta go. That fat lesbian bitch that was fucking working on me and pulled it. I tell you a story with the nerve. She was right. Ripping. I was grabbing. I had fucking fingernails.
Why can't you get like a cap or something like that?
It's got a vertical crack. She said it's got to be extracted.
I never heard that in my life.
You already need, well, you need a second opinion.
I told you the story, right? There, yeah. You, the what fucking dentist she was so fucking to? Fat. She leaned on me in the chair. Her tits were on the center of my chest. I couldn't even breathe. And she was fucking in there with the fucking, you know, the little screw with the root canal. And I was like screaming. And it was sweating. The napkin was fucking stuck to me and shit. Right? And she finally was, you know, screwing the thing. I mean, that's a true story. And she finally, I was like, oh, I couldn't even talk. And she fucking finally pulled the nerve out. She showed me. Look, a little piece of spaghetti. I was fucking passed out. Oh, right? My girlfriend walked in. I was sitting in the chair like I fucking just saw a ball. I fucking was so sweaty. She goes, what happened, honey? I said, this fat bitch, I couldn't even move. She was on top of me. She's like a sumo wrestler. I couldn't fucking move or breathe to get this.
She got the tooth?
No, then it got affected. I had to go back.
Hold on, wait a second. When they do a root canal, don't they usually grind the tooth down, John, so that they can make it, and they put a temporary cap on it?
Yep.
Yeah, and then you come
yeah,
back.
Yeah, she did it. Yeah, but that's right. Then it got affected. Got right. affected like a week later. I was on my fucking knees.
So what they do? They open it up again.
They had to go in there, yeah. right? And put the cotton with the medicine, stick right. it up there, and then
All right. So what's going on now?
What happened was because it took so long, I was eating food, you know, naturally, and I got a vertical crack when I went back.
What crack though? You the stump?
The tooth? I guess I got a vertical crack on the inside.
Did she put a cap on the top of that tooth?
I had a cap on it, but it cracked. Whatever. Well, I don't know.
The cap cracked, so they get another cap.
She said the tooth cap cracked.
So when they drilled the tooth out, I got a crack.
So I went back to her after everything that motherfucker did to me.
So you probably got charged $1,000 for it.
I told her to shove the bill up her fucking ass.
Oh, you did?
They called my house.
That's why they're pulling his tooth.
And when I went back there, she goes, oh, I said, what's the matter? I couldn't even say it. I was like, oh. She says, oh, your tooth's got to come out. It's cracked. I said, you
After all that,
you fucking fat got up. I threw the fucking napkin ripped it off. I threw it on the floor. I walked out. And then her partner called me like a week later. He said, you know, Mr. Pellecci, we're going to send you the bill. I said, shove that bill up your fucking ass. I said, look, I don't get you for fucking malpractice, you motherfucker. Don't ever call me again. Yeah. And I hung up. Never heard from him again.
Really?
Been over a year.
So why all of a sudden are you getting extracted now? Are you in pain?
Because I left the tooth. I never did anything with it.
And it got rotten?
I don't know. It's she told me the last day she told me it's got to get extracted.
Why don't you just go to the dentist? Maybe she was full of shit.
Well, I'm going to go tomorrow. See what the fuck another dentist.
Do you have health insurance? Do you have dental insurance?
I don't have the dental. No, they have dental insurance. I was going to get that before I went because they pay like, what, 50, 60%?
Yeah. Some of these plans. Yeah, it's not that bad.
40%, which takes a lot off.
I'm going to have to get it and go. I mean, this is, you know, I
got
to do something.
I got a good dentist you can go to.
I want
to
get a, you know, an implant, though. I don't want to just have holes like G.
Maybe you can save the tooth. You know, maybe you can save the tooth. You know, Mr. G's front teeth are all dental implants.
Oh, they really?
He had no teeth.
Oh, are you kidding me?
No teeth, yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, he had like two snaggle teeth in the front.
For what? Why? He lost all his teeth?
From not, you know, from eating candy and not brushing his teeth. I don't know. You know him. He doesn't practice great hygiene.
Yeah.
But, you know, I got nice teeth. My teeth are pretty straight, you know. I want to get the implant.
Yeah, you don't want to lose your teeth.
I don't walk. I'm going to start feeling like a real fucking piece of shit.
You look like white, you know, like white trash.
I mean, I might as well move down to fucking Carolinas or something.
You look like Morgan Freeman.
You live in a tree. You want to smile now. I have to crack. When I go to the supermarket, and the girl says something at the cashier. She says, hey, Jim. I said, hi, how are you doing? I smile like this. Yeah. I didn't want to see my tooth.
His eyes are fucking out.
You ever see some of these actresses on TV? Like the hottest girl, and you look at her teeth, and they're like all snaggled up.
Yeah, man. You know,
some of them do that.
I don't know why.
You know what? I met this girl one time, you know, and she was like, didn't smile. Like the whole time she was talking to me, she was talking like this, and you know, like, and like, it was sort of bothering me. Like I was telling her jokes and stuff, right. and she would laugh, and she would like, you know, turn her head to the side and stuff like that. And I go, finally, what the fuck is wrong with this bitch? And then, you know, finally, I grab my hand on her. I go, come on, lighten up, you know, like smile a little bit. And then I just start tickling her,
right.
You know, and she started laughing. She opened her mouth. Oh my god, it looked like fucking black Swiss cheese. No. It was fucking horrible.
What do you guys think about? This is a serious question because I've had this debate with people, not everyone agrees with me because I'm a little anal. I'm like a little bit Jerry Seinfeld, like about I don't like moles. We talked about moles before. Yeah. I don't like moles on people's faces and stuff like that. What do you think about these girls who have that little gap in their teeth?
I like front? That.
Like Madonna.
I think that's hot.
Or like the girl Suki from Anna Paquin.
Mandy Blank had that.
I personally don't like it.
Who said Suki?
It's very me.
Suki.
You watch True Blood?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that girl.
Yeah, she's cute, but I don't like that tooth. It's like white. It's like trailer park.
Yeah. Nah, I like that. That's hot.
You know, what all her fucking money, though?
Like, she thinks that's like her thing, like Lauren Hutton and Madonna have that.
Marilyn and Meryl Hemingway have that?
No way.
Lauren Hutton. Yeah, yeah.
You know, I was a kid, my front teeth was a little space. I used to be able to shoot the water through it. You ever did that?
I can do it.
I fucking get a stream going about 30 feet.
Mr. G does that, too. Yeah.
It comes out real great.
I can't do it no more, but I mean, when I was a kid,
he shoots fucking almonds out there, too, through that space. So what's your final verdict? You like it or you don't like it, Jimmy?
It really depends. I mean, if the girl comes off cute and, you know, the whole...
Doesn't it ruin it for you, though? No?
I don't know, man. I wouldn't say particularly. No, I don't think so. No.
What are you more attracted to?
Well, I like nice teeth.
All right, all right. What about you, John?
I think it's hot. Yeah, I like it.
No way, perfect smile.
Do you have the producer?
Doesn't matter to me as long as she's hot. I mean, if the gap is like fucking 3 inches, then there's a problem.
No, little gap.
That's Michael Strahan. You ever see his?
Yeah, I don't. It bothers me.
Oh my god, I want to fucking like stick my.
Lee Haney had that big gap too, and so did Arnold. Arnold had it fixed. Yeah.
Well, I gotta say something. Yeah. I mean, you know,
Arnold had that mole on his cheek too. He used to drive me crazy.
He got the mole removed. Yeah, he got the teeth fixed, and he had hair restoration and hair plugs.
Here's the key.
Yeah, he looked
good.
I can't say
his hair done. When you say hair restoration, did you say he has a piece?
No.
What's the difference between plugs and restoration?
Well, restoration is
micro plugs. Yeah, micro fine.
Oh, is that when they take a strip out of
the money? Let's rephrase that. That's the people who have the money. Get the micro
like me.
Job. The people who don't have money, they get the cornrows.
Bro, I spend more.
You know, I was in jail with this guy. He had cornrows. They were so bad that he tried to shave it, but you know when it would when it would start growing in again. You know, like toward the end of the day, it looked ridiculous. It looked like a crop of corn coming up.
Like they harvest.
I feel bad for him. You know, because it was terrible.
I like hygiene. Like if I see a girl or a guy smile and they have nice teeth, you know, to me it looks that means that like they care. Yeah. That means they wash their ass and everything else. Right. You know, they use underarm deodorant. You know,
that's
I don't know. I could be fucked up. You know, shake your pussy.
Mr. G likes it hairy down there, though.
Well, look at his teeth.
He can probably floss his teeth.
That's why he likes hairy bushes because he's got like his fucking teeth look like a fucking lawnmower with some blades and shit.
Oh boy, he's not here to defend himself.
I'm not talking bad about it. I love
G. We're just kidding around.
You know exactly.
Let's get back to the steakhouse. So we're at the steakhouse, and Joel has agreed to do the 76 ounces. Scuderi, 76 ounces. He's done it before, and we decide we're going to have a contest. Okay, who can finish it faster? Now, they have 60 minutes is not a lot of time, you know, Jimmy, to eat 4.5 pounds of meat.
No.
You know, the tray comes out. It looks absolutely overwhelming.
Oh,
I mean, every one of us here could not believe how much meat was on that tray.
Looked like two dead cats.
When I first saw it, I didn't think either one of them were going to finish it. Did you, John?
No way.
I had been saying all along, yeah, I could probably do that, or, you know, if I didn't have to eat the baked potato or whatever. It was just the meat. And then when I actually saw it, in front of me, it was 2 inches thick and 3 feet long.
It's like 4 inches.
Truth be told,
it was huge.
You want a good deal? We could have all gone there and eaten one of those ourselves, paid the $60 and got out of there for that, and then not ordered anything else.
I don't even think I could have ate one of those, Dave, for being honest.
No, we could have split them in half.
They were giant ribeyes.
Yeah.
You know what? They looked good, too.
Yeah. Now,
and Jimmy was eating his
salad. No, Joel didn't look that good.
No, 20 minutes. Because he had it overcooked.
20 minutes into the meal. Joel had
half,
three quarters done.
Three quarters done.
I'd say about half.
No, he had halfway.
By 30 minutes, he had three quarters done.
By 30 minutes, he had three quarters done.
I could not believe the precision with which he was cutting it, trimming it.
He's like a fucking surgeon.
Yeah.
See the way he was pounding it.
He had an absolute.
This is the way he was tapping the dish with the fork, and then he went back and
Joel, it's my God.
Very elegant eater.
Not sloppy.
He was putting all the trims to the side. He had everything lying. He kept lining everything.
John was sloppy.
But Joel had a plan. He obviously thought about this, And he said he knew how he would take a piece and cut it into pieces.
He cut it in half first, and then he cut it in cubes.
And then cut it into cubes and push the bad stuff over here, and then eat all the cubes.
Very neat,
and then come back. And when he was cutting it, though, he was like, it was attacking it.
It was like a Japanese fucking.
It was like he had a fucking Ginsu knife commercial.
It was like,
the point I made was, he looked like he was the. He's the cleanup guy. If you kill anyone, he'll come here and dismember them easily.
Every last piece.
And you hear me bleed it too. And he was making his animal noises towards the end. He was growling and yelling.
What was all that about?
Well, that was because the problem was, and this is what happens, is after you get to a certain point, you feel like you're going to throw up from what he told me, and your jaw gets very tired.
You saw him almost boffing a couple of times.
Yeah, these professional eater guys tell me they chew like 20 packs of gum a day to get their jaw used to all that chewing.
Yeah.
I had told Joel about that. He's like, it's a one-time thing. He said his jaw was so tired, he could not chew anymore.
Well, his meat was
his
dry.
Eyes were swollen.
And his eyes, he couldn't see.
I got to say, his meat was too well done, though, man.
And getting back to what you said originally was, I think what they did was they turned the heat up.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about
that. Because they were nervous, because they saw we had two heavy hitters in there. They didn't want to lose this $120.
That's bullshit, though, man.
So, what did you do, and Joel? We opened the windows.
I ran over there, and I told the bitch, fucking lower that fucking heat. You didn't mind?
They didn't lower it. We opened the windows.
It just clicks on and off. I see it clicks on 100 degrees. Turn it fucking down.
It was funny. You really felt the heat all of a sudden blasting.
Yeah, blasting. It was one of the strategies.
I was fucking
sweating. It felt like my grandfather. Scuderi
was dripping sweat.
Yeah.
And he was putting hot sauce on the meat. And Jimmy was toweling off Joel's head.
Yeah.
He was just sweating.
Yeah, I was toweling John's head.
He was fucking overheating.
So we get down to about, 10 minutes left, and Joel is having a lot of trouble getting that little laugh. He had maybe about 4 ounces left, I'd say. And he was really,
he had like little seven little cubes.
He was growling.
He had 11 pieces.
His eyes were tearing.
Yeah.
He was like saying prayers and stuff like that, Hebrew prayers.
It looked like he was meditating.
Yeah.
He was sitting up and stretching, and
then he was letting out those little noises.
He's going, he was growling.
Then a couple of times he went, he made the motion like he was gonna, and I told Sean, don't move the camera off him, man.
I thought he was gonna possibly throw up.
If he goes, man, it's going right across the fucking room into the window, man. It's just get that on film, man.
Yeah, that would have been projectile.
That would have been a bad projectile.
At this point, at 10 minutes out, Scuderi looked like he wasn't gonna finish.
His plate was a wreck.
It was a messy plate. He didn't have anything organized. But in defense of him, his piece of meat, and this is possible because obviously there's so many pieces they go through in there, was very like fibrous,
sinewy.
So he didn't really have to eat as much as Joel ate.
Right.
Certainly not.
A lot of his steak was that way.
Yeah, and it wasn't his fault. It wasn't eatable. The deal is you don't have to eat the gristle.
Right.
There was a lot of gristle.
But he had about a whole quarter left, I'd say, with 10 minutes to go.
It was amazing because Joel's dish, when he was done, looked so
beautiful.
Spotless. It was clean. He had the potato side. He had the fat over one side.
What?
And John's dish.
Like you put a grenade in it.
Looked like a cat got hit by a fucking car.
Yeah.
That's what his dish looked like.
It did. You're right.
I couldn't even identify what the fuck was in his dish.
I think I said it was like a kangaroo got thrown into a wood chipper.
But what it was is his quarter of a piece of steak left was still at least, what, John?
14 ounces? Yeah, it was big.
It was huge.
Yeah, it was.
And so Joel added, I believe at about with about 7 minutes to go, really could have finished.
No, Joel grabbed the potato.
Then he was showboating a little bit. Yeah, he was showboating.
He wasn't getting that potato down, man.
Max was, your son was freaking out because Joel was like leaving those four pieces. Like, I thought he might have a heart attack. I didn't want to get charged the $60.
And Max is like pleading.
Actually worried about Max. I thought he was going to get his fingers cut off.
Yeah, Joel was flipping those knives around real fast.
If Max kept putting his point to the meat, and Joel was doing that fucking Japanese shit, I said, hey, get your hands out of there.
Max was pleading with him.
You only have four pieces left. So eat them, please.
He was getting anxiety over a poor kid.
So with 4 minutes left or 5 minutes left, I think Joel ate the last four pieces and then finished. Yeah, we raised his hand in victory. Angel, the waiter there, gave the nod. Joel got the freebie, the pass of that.
They turned the heat back down.
It wasn't over. Are we doing a show?
I'm sorry, are we doing a show? I'm dying here, bro.
So Angel, the waiter, gives the go ahead, and then what happens is we have to cheer John Scuderi on. Now at this point he's probably got about maybe 6 or 7 ounces left, which is still for most people a whole dinner.
I think that was the best part of the show.
And basically the waiter told us that
if he eats that 6 ounce piece, he's good, because the other stuff was right. gristle and collagen and yeah. whatever else it was. Disgusting. Even though it looked like there was a lot left, and without a doubt, Joel ate more than he did,
right?
Quantity wise, well, you know, there's no doubt about that.
Because they both start out at the same rate.
So I go over to Scuderi. And I whisper in his ear, all you got to do is get this thing in your mouth. He's like, oh, that's it? I don't have to swallow? I said, no, just get it in your mouth. I watch these hot dog eating contests that they get the hot dog in their mouth and they give them, you know, an hour to fit to swallow it if you have to. But steak is not like a hot dog.
That's a contest. I could go
yeah,
with
that. Yeah, you could probably do pretty well on that. You'll eat about five. But So with 30 seconds left, Scuderi picks up the last 5 or 6 ounces and shoves it into his mouth.
With his finger, he pushes it in.
He's holding his finger in his mouth like the kid with the finger in the dike. What was that guy's name? With the kid, you know, with the finger in the dike?
The little Dutch kid.
He's like, I got it. And then the waiter's like, no, he's shaking his head. I'm like, what is he shaking his head for?
You gotta swallow it.
He's like, oh, but now his face turns bright red.
And he starts heaving, like he's gonna throw up.
Tears are coming down his face, because out of his eyes, and I'm like,
you're almost boffed a couple times.
Yeah, but I asked the waiter, the time ran out, as long as it was in his mouth.
Right, but he's gotta swallow it
then
now.
He can have like 5 minutes to swallow.
Well, I told the waiter, I said, that's what they do in the hot dog eating contest. You just gotta give him the time to swallow.
Yeah.
It took him at least 10 minutes to somehow get that 5 ounces of steak, which is a lot of steak to put in your mouth.
He was gonna throw up.
Down his throat.
No, he was gonna throw up.
Like a snake. No pun intended. He might be the snake breeder. But he swallowed that thing like it was a mouse in his mouth.
He was close to throwing up.
Yeah. He got it down.
That was awesome.
The greatest thing was actually the funniest thing, John, you forgot to mention, was when Scuderi pulled off one of his corsets there to make room so that his stomach came out about 6 more inches and it provided the room.
He had no stomach, that's why.
He still had his backup corset on, he told me that.
He had two of them.
And it took him down another, let his stomach release a little bit, and then he got the rest of the steak down. So we successfully...
I was worried about him. I thought he was going to fucking die, because he has no stomach.
I thought Joel was going to die.
He's got no stomach. Yeah, they both look like they were going to die, actually.
Yeah, it wasn't a very healthy challenge, that's for sure.
That's heavy stuff.
276 ounces downed in the same meal, the same amazing. Group. We saved $120, and we got tons of great video footage out of it.
We had the fucking whole restaurant. On and off, they kept coming over to take pictures.
People were coming in from out of town with cameras. Kids were like lining up, like asking Joel for their autograph.
The restaurant was cheering us on.
Joel is God.
It was a lot of fun.
Derek was like, Joel, you're gonna get mad ass now.
And he's like, I already do.
It's more than me.
I wouldn't want to be around his house tomorrow.
He said he already was farting when he got into the car.
Tomorrow,
he's gonna destroy my office tomorrow. The poor girl in the Cole's got to work there with him. Holy shit.
Oh, my God. Oh, man. He's going to be bad.
He's going to be right.
We got to check up on that, like, for real.
Matches.
Yeah, that's Jimmy's trick, actually.
Is he just...
I just got a text message from Joel. He said, oh, my God, I am distended.
He was.
He was distended before that, but yeah, he looked like his stomach came out about 6 inches.
Another 5 inches.
Oh, my God. Seriously, he swallowed like a small child today. That's how much
he
ate.
The kid behind him looked like that's what he ate. He did.
Those kids were looking at him like he was like God. Like, they could not believe what they were watching. I got news for you. The waitresses could not believe what they were watching.
Nobody could.
The pretty waitress we had, she had never seen anyone eat a 76 ounce. She's been working there 6 months.
Right.
And her and, what, there was about three other waitresses there? Yeah. They could not believe what they were watching.
Well, they kept coming over. Yeah, they kept coming over.
I couldn't believe what we were... John and I did a 45-minute play-by-play.
There was probably, I would have to say, no more than 8 ounces of... discard on Joel's plate, I would say maybe six.
Yeah.
The rest of it was, because compared to John's plate, it was like half.
He had to have eaten at least 55 ounces of steak.
Yeah, but you know what, if you looked at Joel's dish, that was truly the grizzle and the fat.
He ate everything else.
He trimmed it good. Trying to throw, like, you know, meat over there.
He ate a few pieces of gristle.
You could see it was fat.
Yeah, he ate a few pieces of gristle in the beginning. There were questionable pieces.
Why is it called gristle?
Fat is gristle.
No, gristle's like tough meat, tendon is gristle.
Oh,
is
it? I thought the gristle was the fat.
No, fat's fat.
Gristle's like the tough.
I'm gonna have nightmares about that shit.
It's got like
tough. I was watching them. I only ate a piece of salmon.
I will never eat steak again.
Tendon and veins and shit.
He held up something and he goes, "What's this? It looked like a fucking artery or something."
I thought it was like a fucking liver.
Don't eat it, or someone's tongue or something that got chopped up.
I saw that too. It was purple.
I think Diego lost his tongue in the kitchen there. He was working overtime to raise a little money, you know. But I don't know.
That was
great.
That was I had a good time. I got to tell you, it was fun. It was one of the funniest things we've done there. Yeah.
Way to start off 2010.
Nick the Stick was there too.
Yeah, he showed
Nick
up.
The Stick was there. He's a Suffolk County guy.
Yep.
Who else was there that we? Big Sean Andrews filmed the whole thing.
Right.
We had a good group there.
There was a bunch of other guys.
Jeff, the producer, didn't show up, but you know
there was some other guys there that were hanging out too.
I think he would have had fun there.
That was my friend Chris and John's friend.
Oh, John's friend.
John's is a team.
Yeah, there's all table. No, there was another table.
John brought his crew.
He brought a crew.
He brought the crew, but the crew they weren't.
They were mesmerized.
Yeah, they weren't too.
What they were looking at Joel? They were watching Joel.
Yeah.
So only Joel and John did it. No one else did it.
Right. No one else was crazy enough to do it.
We thought you would might have done it.
I was planning on you doing it.
No way.
You can eat.
I bet you can do it.
72 ounces. No way.
76.
Oh no.
It's actually 60 when it's cooked.
If I force it, maybe
it's 60 when it's cooked. He said that it reduces to 60. It reduces to 6 before it's cooked. So it's. So it's 60 is 4 pounds.
60, then you got to take off maybe another 5 or 6 ounces of gristle.
Maybe on Joel's plate, on John's plate, John's it was like half.
Yeah.
So. But when they brought out John's dish, it looked like overall it was a bigger.
But his was undercooked.
Bigger,
but he had his cooked less. Yeah. He had
that's
his
why
cooked
it was big. It was swelled more.
It looked huge. Yeah. Almost a quarter.
Because his was cooked rare, and Joel's had.
I gotta say that's the most unhealthiest thing you could do to your body. God.
Yeah, you're better off eating like sheep's brains than that stuff.
Well, that can't be good for you, man.
You're the medical guy in the group, Dave. I mean, what? Okay, what? Obviously, you can only absorb a certain amount,
right.
Okay? So the peristalsis in your intestines is moving the food along at a certain rate.
Very slow rate because of all the fat.
What did you say, the periscope?
Peristalsis. Oh. It's the rhythmic.
What happens is the meat goes into the stomach. Then you're going to get, because stomach, the digestion occurs in the stomach first for protein. So you're probably getting tons of gastric juice. No bile.
No.
And peptases. Peptidases, which are going to break down the protein.
But when your stomach is.
So what happens is.
But he's full.
I'm saying the problem is because meat takes so long to turn into like mush, which is, it won't leave the stomach until it turns to mush.
Right.
You're really kind of limited. In a sense, because he's only eating for an hour, by how much food you can fit into your stomach.
Right.
Now, someone like Joel, who tends to only eat 2-3 times a day, but very large quantities, has a very stretched out stomach. So his capacity is probably higher. However, his stomach is very, he's also got a lot of fat on him, so that restricts the size of the stomach to a certain degree.
It pushes from the outside.
Scuderi, on the other hand, obviously packs away the food too. So his stomach is stretched, but maybe not as much. But I think he's a little younger, so he could probably push a little more.
And he has a 6-inch hole in his abdominal wall.
He has no abdominals holding back the stomach, so it has more room to expand. It really doesn't have anything to do with that. Now in the next 24 hours, obviously, what's going to happen is eventually that meat in his stomach is going to be liquefied, and it's going to move into the small intestine, where then you'll get your bile release from the gallbladder, and you'll get your more, protein digestive enzymes and fat digestive enzymes from the pancreas,
right?
Which you'll start working on that stuff, and then it's going to have to try to be absorbed throughout the small intestine.
But it's not going to be, is it?
A lot of it will be, I think. Connolly once told me, I think that meat gets broken down at about 8 grams of protein per hour you can absorb. So think about how much they ate. What, about
500 grams?
500 grams of protein. So that's like almost like a day, probably.
Wow. But that's going to sit in his stomach
in
now,
his intestines,
till 2 days from now.
Well, some of it'll start coming out, but it's gonna go slow. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, when do you poop it out?
It'll probably take him 3 days to get that all out of him.
Oh, yeah.
And it's gonna be putrefied.
It's gonna
be disgusting.
What's it gonna look like?
The fucking neighbors are gonna call the cops. They're gonna think someone's dead in the fucking house.
It's gonna burn through the freaking toilet bowl. Yeah,
man. Yeah. The fucking paint's gonna peel off the fucking walls.
If I would seriously, this is
fiberlized.
Not to be disgusting. I'd definitely use fiberlized. But what I would definitely do is I would get a tube of bacitracin or something like that.
Enema.
And I would, no, because it's not going to help. I would grease up my asshole, because when that comes out, it's going to rip that thing apart, man.
It's just going to come out wouldn't it come out soft because he's got no fiber in there?
Nah, I think it's going to come out like thick.
Oh, God.
Think about how much it's going to push as much as possible.
Oh, my God. I'm picturing Joel's asshole.
It's going to be like a kielbasa sausage coming out.
Joel, I love you, but I'm picturing that.
For like a day straight, it's going to come out like a just long slice of sauce.
Fuck you. I feel bad for him, man, because he's got a very wide ass. And it's got that little small hole. I don't know how that's going to work on the toilet.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Well, he probably has a good toilet, I would think. Actually, if you did just...
I probably should have left him at the J.R. Steakhouse. They had a beautiful bathroom there.
Had a great bathroom with French doors, which facilitates up to about 500-pound person.
Should have left him there.
Not to offend anybody, but I noticed quite a few very large people in there tonight. Yeah, there was
a large woman there that was kind of attractive too. If she would have lost some weight, but
if she lost 50-80 pounds,
that's the one that kept coming over to the table.
Yeah, she was very nice looking.
Yeah, she
lady.
Was nice. Yeah,
yeah.
I wouldn't. Die.
She had our kids there. Well, you know,
I wouldn't either. But
they were asking Joel if he was going to be appearing next week. I mean, because this was the most entertainment they ever had. It's like better than the Grand Rounds where they do like karaoke. I mean, you watch Joel fucking eat. You know,
a 76-ounce
steak. Yeah, I mean,
I will say this for Joel. He made a calculated attack.
I was impressed.
I was very impressed because he started off right from the beginning.
Methodical,
exactly. Just like a serial killer. Methodical from the beginning, and he just hacked his way through all the way to the end.
He looked like one of those machines in the factory.
He was awesome.
It was unbelievable.
He's my new god.
Yeah, he's pretty. Now, you know, I was watching one of those Discovery programs, and they were talking about how they would find in archaeological digs, they would find where these animals were, like in a pit, and they surmised that, you know, the cavemen would sort of like herd, you know, whatever, a mammoth or whatever into a hole, and it would fall down in the hole, and that's how they would kill it. And the concept being that they would gorge on this, you know, animal, this mm-hmm. big huge animal, because they found all these bones in one place,
right.
And they found the cut marks on them and all of that. So the concept was that, you know, early man would in fact gorge himself on meat, you know, tons of it, as much as they could possibly, you know, eat before it went bad, and then they would go, you know, forever how long they went until they could bag another one.
Key point being that they would go forever without eating after that. They wouldn't go eat, you know, tomorrow, right. You know, like another, you know, 76 ounces.
So Joel was going to stop at Dunkin' Donuts.
Joel said he stopped and make Taco Bell.
No, this is what's going to happen. I know what's going to happen already, because it's invariably... These guys are not going to be able to eat for the rest of the night. They're going to be sick to the stomach. They'll be lucky to fall asleep tonight, probably.
Sleep, right.
You know, but I'm sure they'll probably take something to make them fall asleep. And they're going to wake up tomorrow morning, and they're going to still feel terrible. They're not going to eat all day. By dinner time, they're going to be famished.
Right.
And they're going to overeat again.
Yeah.
And which is going to fuck them up even more. Now, if they went like a week without eating, they'd probably be fine. But, you know, the best thing that they can actually do would probably be not to eat the rest of the night.
I think the best thing they could do is throw up.
Tomorrow morning, that's not going to happen. But tomorrow morning, they should start in the morning with small meals again, rather than wait and gorge and then do it again.
Why would they do that?
When they're going to shit.
You see,
they're going to get up tomorrow morning. I don't think
they're going to shit for 20
till tomorrow night.
I think you should film that.
Saturday, they're going to have a fucking bowl of cereal. When are they going to shit?
I think Joel will take a shit tomorrow.
You definitely. Seem to be awfully obsessed with the shitting.
It depends on whether.
Well, I am curious. The motherfucker just ate 5 pounds of fucking meat.
You want to take bets on who takes the first shit?
I want to know when he's going to shit.
All right, let's go around the room. Let's go around the room. John Scuderi and Joel. When do you think who's going to take the first shit, number one, and when is it going to be? We got $100 on the line here. Who's ever closest?
Oh, my God.
$100. Come on. You can use it.
I think one of them are going to shit tonight.
No, but because it wouldn't be from what they ate just now. Yeah. What time tomorrow? Give me a time for the first shit.
See, that's a tough question because
I didn't say it was an easy question.
I never ate. You know, usually
you're using your intuition.
Well,
on this
be
one.
By myself. When I get up in the morning, I have a cup of coffee. I'm not on a bowl. I do my business. That's it. After 5 pounds of fucking meat, I don't think a cup of coffee is going to do anything. So I'd have to say he's probably going to shit somewhere in the mid-afternoon. I think Joel's going to shit first.
What time?
I say about 2:30, 3 o'clock.
Okay, John?
I think...
What about Scuderi? When is he going to take his first shit?
Scuderi's going to try to shit in the morning.
Will he do it?
No.
When is his first shit going to be?
I think it's going to be like 5 o'clock at night.
All right, John? I will confirm this with both of them, by the way.
I think Joel's going to shit first because he's taking Fibrolyze.
I don't know if he is.
He told me he was.
Oh, he was, okay.
And I know John Scuderi doesn't have any.
So I thought John uses the products too. He might... Maybe I don't know.
Sold him a bottle of your Fatherweiser.
Okay.
He's got it.
Oh, he's got it? Yeah. Okay. Well, okay, now I have to rethink this, because if they both take Fiberlize, I say Scuderi's going to shit first because he ate less.
Okay.
Okay. So then Joel will shit, you know, sometime in the afternoon.
Wouldn't you think that Joel would shit more if he ate more?
You know, I think it would take longer for it to eat.
Because the way you explained how it gets broken down into his stomach, yeah, it's going to take longer.
As in the meat, or shit maybe food before the meat?
Whatever shit they take tomorrow is going to be that meat. Now, that meat's going to be in that first shit they take tomorrow. That's why I'm not counting tonight.
I say early. I say, like, when one of them wake up.
Barry, what shit are you talking about?
I'm saying, I thought you meant
who do you think's going to go first? Give us a time.
I think Scuderi.
What time?
I'm saying 12.
12 noon?
And Joel, as soon as he wakes up.
You think Joel's going to go right away?
Yeah, Joel's going to shit first.
Jeff, the producer?
When does Joel wake up? Like 9?
He's got to beat the office. Yes, it'll probably be about 8 o'clock you might get up.
Yeah, I think he's bombing.
I think he's going to shit.
His stomach was the size of a house, bro.
Joel's going to shit.
Come out.
Joel's going to shit in the office.
And he was farting left and right. He probably shit tonight. I'll go with tonight.
No, but there's no way he shit whatever he ate tonight out tonight.
Yeah, see, that's why I just asked.
No, I mean, I said, what time tomorrow? Just give me a time tomorrow.
First thing in the morning.
You know, all right. Wait, can you call with the girls? The girls working with Joel tomorrow in the office?
I'm sure I'll get a full report from her.
At Joel's house.
Yeah, you should call him. Might go by the office just to find out what happened. But
yeah.
Jeff?
Joel will shit first, and he will shit at around 7:30 in the morning. Okay. Yep. Because he has a trained asshole. He's done this before. Scuderi will he'll shit, but then he'll be constipated.
Yes.
No, I know this for a fact, because you know he's not, like, you know, trained to handle all this crap. But Scuderi's gonna wake up with severe fucking diarrhea at one point because of the previous shit he had. You know what I mean? Like, you know, like, so his official steak shit will be at 12.
Noon.
12 noon.
All right.
And then Dave Palumbo will shit sesame seed oil at 12 o'clock tomorrow.
Yeah, because he grinds the seeds with his teeth.
Right. Now, personally, I think that they're going to be, both of them are going to be sitting on the boat all night praying that they can shit.
And they'll
get these little, like little duty balls. At some point, I think at, like, by 12, 1 o'clock, I think they'll start going.
I'm saying 2:30 for Joel.
I'm a little concerned about Scuderi because the guy's got this big rip in his abdominal wall.
Well, he's got to wear the corset.
But I mean, some of that stomach was sticking out of that thing.
He's going to have to crank that thing back on.
I'm wondering if that's going to cause some kind of a impingement problem. And
Derek forgets that we're doing a radio show sometimes.
This girl sending me a new picture.
Let's show it to us.
She's text messaged me 14 times.
The same picture? Let me look at this thing. She's not really nude. She's, you know what? She's covering the face. I don't trust it.
I'd rather see her talk about shit.
Yeah. What do you think, Jimmy?
I think you're right.
When they cover their face, I don't know. It's probably not a very good face. She might have bad teeth.
I've seen her face.
She might have bad teeth.
Is this the same bird from later?
No, somebody different. Met her on Facebook.
Really? Yeah, Derek does a lot. You do a lot of damage on Facebook.
Facebook is my meeting.
Now, how do you go and then find the girls on Facebook?
They contact me. I say, hey, what's up, beautiful? Oh, what's up?
Do you go scanning through people's profiles?
Not. I've never asked. Everybody wants to be my friend. I say, and if they're hot, I say, wow, you look good.
Oh, so when you get the friend request and then you go, you stalk them that way.
Why is she sending you that picture?
No. You didn't enlarge the picture now.
Derek. Why is she sending you that picture?
One out of a million.
Because Derek was flirting with her. That's why.
I gave her my number.
So you were just flirting with her on the Facebook.
Wait. Yeah.
And the next thing you know, she's sending you a fucking
new picture. I gave her my number. I said, give me a call sometime.
You don't use Facebook.
She's in Vegas.
What possesses them to take the clothes off? I don't understand.
Because she's probably a stripper. That's why.
Jimmy, you don't use Facebook.
If I meet somebody on
you're
Facebook.
You're not a stripper.
First of all, I'm going on Facebook. But if I go on there and some girl just says, hi, Jim, give me a call. And also my next picture is my fucking dick hanging out.
Because I said.
What the fuck is that?
He's probably like, let me see your tits or something like that.
Send me some pictures. She said, this is what she said.
Do you instant message them when they're on there? How do you initiate the contact?
They friend request me.
And then he emails them.
Then I,
through Facebook.
Then, know, we just have a conversation.
These girls are very flirtatious on that. Yeah, yeah.
I mean, dude, I swear to God, I have 3,200 friends.
You sure she's not a guy?
I have like 7,000.
Is she a guy, you think?
No, I don't know. I can't tell. I have like 7,000. They're all guys.
They're not 7,000. You can only have 5,000.
Sorry, 700.
You must have said
700.
700.
They're all guys. And they're all guys. But they're all guys.
Yeah, I know.
You know?
I have a lot of fans.
Six of them are girls.
Show me your shit, baby. Show me your
Yeah, he's like, come on, send me something better.
Some pictures. I'm like, I want some on my phone.
You just didn't say that. You probably say, you know, what do you got, babe? Show me. Come on, give me some skin. You know, give me some photos.
Yeah, you know what they say. They want to see, yo, let me see.
You can only have 5,000 friends?
Yeah, on Facebook.
And then you have to have a fan page.
You what?
I'm up to like 4,995. I'm very selective on who my next five friends are.
I accept everybody. I've only been on there for like, you know, 6 months.
Yeah. I like Facebook's the best.
Yeah, it doesn't do anything for me. All I do is accept friend requests.
Yeah, that's all I do. Yeah.
Nah, after I broke up my
feet up this morning.
No, that part's stupid.
Jimmy's
fucking
right now.
Jimmy,
I took the garbage out last night.
I'm watching Goodfellas right now.
I scratched my balls and I don't go. The fuck is that?
That's like Twitter.
Man.
You know what it is? That's Jimmy. Twitter. People have a board out of their fucking minds. They don't know what to do.
Now, with the technology, you could do it from your phone. So a lot of people.
I don't even want anyone contacting me on my phone.
No, on the phone, you could do your apt appointment as Facebook. Oh. So that it's like having your computer on your phone. So people are bored.
I actually don't like using the email on Facebook. I have one email address. I know you have 14 email addresses.
I have one email address,
and I use that huge285@AOL.com. I've had it since 1992. Okay, along with my cell phone number since 1992, and that's it. I don't walk
my dog today.
I don't like the MySpace, the Facebook. There's too many things to adjust. PMs on the RX Muscle site.
My dog has his shit in 2 days.
What does that mean?
What? That's Facebook. He's giving us all the shit. Fucking retarded.
Twitter is stupid. Have you ever seen Twitter? Twitter is dumb.
People who follow Twitter are stupid.
Yeah. I have a Twitter page.
No, but the people who actually read what the other people are writing on Twitter are retarded. Yeah. What a waste of time.
What the fuck is a Twitter?
A tweet. You read people's tweets? Just what you said. I'm going to take your shit right now. They write it down. Britney Spears is like getting makeup done, so she go out on stage. She's like, I'm getting my makeup done, and all her Britney Spears friends are reading. Britney's getting her makeup done now. She's about to go perform.
I read one the other day. I went on because every once in a while I just go on, just look, you know. Then I just turn it right off, you know. And some couple said, "We're off to Florida." And I'm like, gee, if I was like a fucking criminal, I would say, yeah, I'd get find her address. I robbed the fucking house. I'd say, I teach you a fucking lesson, motherfucker. Tell the people what the fuck you're doing.
I'm going
What's the combination to your safe, too, you asshole?
I'm going to dismember a body right now. That's what you should write on there.
Yeah, you know, I'm coming to your house and robbing your fucking house. Have a good time in Florida, motherfucker.
Exactly.
Fucking stupid shit.
Guys, as much as I'd like to sit here and chat all night with you, I'd like to get a few hours of sleep. I got something to do tomorrow. But I had a great time at J&R Steakhouse in Islip, New York. I want to give him as much praise as possible. Guys, if you want to get a great meal, even if you don't want to eat a 76-ounce steak, I got a great piece of salmon. John got a great 22-ounce steak out there. The prices are reasonable. The management is great. They had a nice bar there, Jim. I don't know if you saw. They had a little bar scene there.
I never left the table.
Yeah, well, you got a few beers, but they had a bar there. It looks like a nice establishment. I'll go back.
Everybody was nice.
Yeah, I'd definitely go back.
Yeah, even the servers were nice.
Instead of Outback.
We will have the video up hopefully by tomorrow night. And
the next eating thing we do is going to be at Nissan.
Except you're paying.
Can we go to an Italian restaurant?
Okay.
No, Jimmy's got the Italian hookup in the city.
Yeah, maybe we should go to the city, Jimmy. And go to that.
That's
the
place.
Angelo's.
What is it called?
Angelo's.
Yeah. Let's go there, man.
Let's go there.
You could put all your Italian gear on, Derek.
He's got the ultimate. We could get like 4 pounds of spaghetti.
He's got the ultimate hookup. The back room. You go walk into the kitchen. The whole thing.
I think that's the next trip.
Yeah, my friend owns that place.
That's the next field trip we're going
to
go on.
Yeah,
we can go to Pasha afterwards.
Yeah, that's just what I want to do. Is go party after eating 4 pounds of pasta. Go right to sleep.
Right.
Speaking of sleep, Jim, John, we're at the end of another episode of After Hours with the Whack Pack. Until next week, I'm Dave Palumbo.
And I'm John Romano.
And remember, we're not only the hosts of After Hours with the Whack Pack, we're also members!
After Hours with the Whack Pack has been an RxMuscle.com presentation. To download this and all past shows, visit RxMuscle.com and click on the radio link. RxMuscle.com, the truth in bodybuilding.
Michael Bob in the Pine Zone.